in the House, actually, it is the time for the Environmental, Food and Rural Affairs Committee to be sitting today. And amongst the people talking to them, the witnesses in front of that committee, Jeremy Moody, Secretary and Advisor at the Central Association of Agricultural Valuers. David Sturrock is a Senior Research Economist at the Institute for Fiscal Studies. And Stuart Maggs is a partner at Howes Percival LLP. Aaron Advani is the Director at the Centre for Analysis of Taxation as well. So the committee's having a look at this and the finance of farming. Here's the committee chair speaking right now.
But I get the suggestion that you think that's unlikely.
Yeah, the 20% tax rate for agriculture on its own would probably slow it slightly, but not as much as it could do if it had been 40% after some threshold. But other changes made at the same time mean that I think overall the net effect of the budget is probably not going to be that
significant.
Alistair Carmichael is the chair.
Can I just ask you about business rollover relief? I think there's a wide consensus that people that sell businesses avoid or defer capital gains tax by buying large tracts of land. Sort of the people that most people feel should be dealt with. Could it not have been more effective and more targeted to use business rollover relief to actually tackle those people who were getting massive relief from capital gains tax? And wouldn't that have yielded more than actually using this mechanism, which allegedly risks bringing in practicing farmers who will be more troubled by the outcome?
Yeah, so for the benefit of the committee, in case not everyone follows all the tax details, it's the case that if you sell assets that are normally liable to capital gains tax, but you purchase agricultural land, then you can not have to pay the capital gains tax up front. You get a relief while you're buying that. And a fairly standard planning strategy would be to sell those assets, get your large gain, purchase agricultural property, and if you hold that until you die, then you are relieved of inheritance tax, but also relieved then of the capital gains tax because you don't pay capital gains tax on assets you hold till death. So I think something that hasn't seemed to have been looked at this budget, but that certainly should be scrutinised because it causes this exact problem, is the fact that relief for any asset I'm selling, if I'm then using it to buy agricultural land, is a way in which I can avoid the capital gains and currently inheritance tax. And that creates demand for agricultural land from people who have no desire to farm the land but want to buy it because they're getting it from a tax minimisation perspective.
That would be a change that would not have the impact on those who are currently using the land for agricultural purposes.
That reform in itself wouldn't affect the people who are currently using the land for agricultural food production.
Why do you think that wouldn't have been looked at? Because it would have clearly have saved the government lots of challenges presentationally.
I can't really speculate on what the government does. Hopefully,
Worth saying, they're looking at the other measure that the budget introduced, and this is changes to agricultural property relief and business property relief. They were other measures which were net tax-raising measures, I think.
70, table 3.8. It says there's a whole list of measures of which is high or very high uncertainty, and obviously we understand that farmers and some of those that advise farmers will be able to put mitigations to some extent, depending on the age, the family structure and so on. What do you think about the high and very high uncertainty that the impartial OBR judges would accrue from these changes?
I agree. I think there is a high uncertainty about how large the behavioural effects will be, because one would expect that, as the sort of conversations have been going for the last month since the budget, there's been a lot of conversations about actually what should farmers be doing to plan. Some of the comments by government ministers have been, well, take advice, work out how you can plan. There's fairly standard inheritance tax planning that's not special for farmers, that is, if you gift assets and gift them more than 7 years before you die, that's tax-free. One of the reasons that farmers won't have been doing that, owners of agricultural land won't have been doing that, whether they're farming it or not, in recent years, will be that if you hold the asset till you die, the capital gains tax is also wiped out, whereas now if you pass it on before that, then the capital gains tax isn't payable immediately, but if the next generation were to sell the asset, capital gains tax would be due on that. And so
that's Aaron Advani, who's Director of the Centre for Analysis of Taxation, who's contributing to that session by the Environment, Rural Affairs, the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs Committee session that is underway. That was live from the House of Commons.